this morning, I'd like to use this topic, a skin of water and a well water for our mutual encouragement.
所以今天, 我要以这个一袋水与一口井做我们彼此互相的勉励。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 21.
我们请翻开创世纪第21章。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 8 to 20.
创世纪第21章,从第8节到20节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 8 to 20.
创世纪21章,从第8到第20节。
Genesis chapter 21, verse 8.
创世纪第21章,第8节。
So the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the same day that Isaac was weaned. Verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, scoffing. Verse 10. Therefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, namely with Isaac. Verse 11. And the matter was very displeasing in Abraham's sight because of his son. Verse 12. But God said to Abraham, do not let it be displeasing in your sight because of the lad or because of your bondwoman. Whatever Sarah has said to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called. Verse 13.
13节.
Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman because he is your seed. Verse 14.
14节.
So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and putting it on her shoulder, he gave it and the boy to Hagar, and sent her away. Then she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Verse 15.
15节.
And the water in the skin was used up, and she placed the boy under one of the shrubs. Verse 16.
16节.
Then she went and sat down across from him at a distance of about a bowshot. For she said to herself, let me not see the death of the boy. So she sat opposite him and lifted her voice and wept. Verse 17.
17节.
And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said to her, what ails you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is. Verse 18.
18节.
Arise, lift up the lad and hold him with your hand, for I will make him a great nation. Verse 19.
19节.
Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and gave the lad a drink. Verse 20.
20节.
So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an archer. I here record a very sad event.
这里谈到一个非常凄惨的一件事。
Because Abraham did not wait for God's promise to fulfill.
因为这个亚伯拉罕没有等待神的应许。
He used his own wisdom, and he had a second wife called Hagar, and Hagar bore him a son.
他用自己的智慧娶了夏甲，然后这个夏甲呢，就为他生了一个孩子。
Later on, his own wife, Sarah, bore him a son.
过了不久，他的太太撒拉就为他生了一个孩子。
And the son's name is called Isaac.
然后这个孩子的名字叫以撒。
And when Isaac grew up and was weaned off from breastfeeding,
当这个以撒断奶之后,
Abraham was so happy that he gave a feast.
所以亚伯拉罕非常高兴，他摆设筵席。
But at this time, Ishmael, the son of Hagar, was very upset.
所以这时候呢，以斯玛利就是 这个夏甲的这个孩子，他很不高兴。
Ishmael despised Isaac and speak evil of him.
这个以斯玛利呢，他就讥笑这个孩子。
And so Sarah saw it.
所以撒拉看见了。
And she told her husband, say, send this woman, bond woman, and this Ishmael away.
然后就这个撒拉就跟亚伯拉罕说，把夏甲还有他的儿子给送走。
Imagine if we are Abraham, how do we feel?
如果我们假设我们是亚伯拉罕，我们会感觉如何呢？
This bond woman is also my wife.
这个女人也是，这夏甲也是我的太太。
And this Ishmael is also my son.
这以斯玛利呢，他也是我的太太，我的儿子。
But because in the past he made a wrong decision, so today now he had to face the decision.
但是就以前他做错了这个错的决定，所以现在他必须要承担这个后果。
He did not know what to do.
他也不晓得他该做。
And God spoke to Abraham and tell him what to do.
所以神告诉亚伯拉罕，告诉他如何行。
But God also promised to Abraham that he would take care of Ishmael for him.
但是神也答应亚伯拉罕，他会照顾他的儿子以实玛利。
And so next day, verse 14, Abraham sent Hagar and Ishmael away with a skin of water.
所以第二天呢，亚伯拉罕就给了这个夏甲一个水袋，然后就把他还有儿子赶出去。
If we are Hagar, I think we must be very sad.
如果我们是夏甲的话，我们一定感觉到非常沮丧。
She used to have a very nice house, I mean a tent, and with high status. Now that she and her son become an exile.
他之前住的比较好的这个帐篷，然后是有身份的人，但是现在却被赶出去。
And the trouble does not stop there.
这个困难不单如此。
As she was walking, she was lost.
当她走路的时候呢，她迷了路。
And she used up all her waters.
她皮带里面的水也用尽了。
Now she had to encounter not just her own death, but she also had to face the death of her beloved son.
所以她现在不单单要面对自己的死亡，也要面对孩子的死亡。
There's nobody around in the wilderness.
因为在这个旷野没有其他的人。
The only thing that she can do is cry.
她只能放声大哭。
But at this time, God heard the cry of Ishmael.
但是在这时候呢，神听到这个童子的声音。
So actually, the mother is crying, and the son is also crying.
所以这个母亲还有这个儿子都放声大哭。
And when they were very in such a very desperate situation,
当他们在这个非常无奈的这个状况之中
，God heard the cry of Ishmael and answered to Hagar.
所以神听见这个童子的声音，就呼叫夏甲。
And God opened Hagar's eye and saw that there was a well of water next to her.
所以神开了这个夏甲的眼睛，让他看到旁边有一口井。
And the well of water was already there, but she didn't see it.
虽然这口井已经在这附近，但是他却没看到。
And through that well of water, it sustained their life until they die.
所以这口井呢，可以维持他们生命，直到他们死亡。
And in this passage, there are a couple of things that we can learn from.
所以在这段圣经章节，我们可以学到几点。
First,
第一
，How does this trouble come about?
这个困难怎么来临的呢？
First, we can see that it was the scoffing of Ishmael that caused the whole thing to happen.
一开始是因为这个伊斯玛利的这个讥笑而开始。
Ishmael never mock or despise Isaac, this thing would not have happened.
如果这个伊斯玛利没有讥笑这个以撒的话，这件事情就不会发生。
And if Ishmael was a son of Sarah,
如果伊斯玛利是这个撒拉的这个儿子，
then nothing would have happened too.
什么事情也不会发生。
Because Sarah wouldn't cast her son away.
因为撒拉不会把他的儿子赶出去。
So in our daily life, sometimes there are certain things that happen because of our own wrongdoing.
所以在我们生活当中，很多事情的发生是因为我们做错事。
But sometimes things happen because we were born with it.
有些事情是因为我们出生了就进入这个环境了。
It's not Ishmael's fault that he was born as the son of a slave woman.
所以这个以实玛利呢，他出生于一个奴仆的这个，就是他是生于一个奴仆，不是他的错。
And sometimes it's both. Sometimes it's something we're born with it, plus something that we did something wrong, and both of them combined together.
所以有时候是我们生长的出生的这个环境，还有我们做错事而造成一些不好的事情。
If Ishmael, well, Ishmael was born by the slave woman.
所以这个以斯玛利呢，他是借着这个奴仆而生的。
Sooner or later, he and his mother will be cast out.
迟早他和他的母亲会被赶出去。
But what makes things happen so quickly because it was his mistake, his fault.
但是为什么会提早，这件事情会提早，是因为他的错。
So what does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
This tells us that a lot of time things happen because of our own mistake and also something that certain thing that we cannot change.
很多事情发生的是因为我们自己做错事，也是因为我们处在的环境。
So let us not despise each other.
所以我们不要互相的讥笑。
Let's also not slander each other.
我们也不要互相的毁谤。
Because God had promised to Abraham.
因为神已经应许了这个亚伯拉罕。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 12.
我们看创世纪第十二章。
Genesis chapter 12 verse 1.
创世纪的第十二章第一节
tells us if Abraham will put God first and depart from his own country, his own own relative, and his father's house to go to the land that God promised to him.
所以这个亚伯拉罕呢，他听了神的话，就离开了他的父家本族，到神所应许的地方。
Verse 2 and verse 3 is something that God promised to Abraham.
第二和第三节是神对亚伯拉罕所约定的。
Let's look at the second part, second verse of verse 3.
我们看第三章第三节的第二段。
One of the things that God promised to Abraham is, I will curse him who curse you.
第三节的下半段说，我必那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。
It means that anybody who would harm Abraham or do something bad to Abraham or to his descendants, God will also punish them.
所以 有谁来做一些事情，不好的事情，坐在这个亚伯拉罕的后裔，神会处罚那一个人。So
even though Ishmael was a son of Abraham,
虽然这个以斯玛利是亚伯拉罕的这个儿子，but
he did something wrong to another son of Abraham.
但是他做错一些事情，对于亚伯拉罕的另外一个儿子。God
cannot lie to himself.
神不会对自己撒谎。
God had to punish that person, even though he is the son of Abraham.
神必须要惩罚这个以斯玛利，虽然他是亚伯拉罕的儿子。
And so God used Sarah to punish Ishmael by sending him away.
所以神用撒拉把这个夏甲还有他的儿子赶出去。
So we can see that God is also always faithful to his word.
所以我们可以看到神对于他的话是非常信实的。
So let us love each other.
Okay.
So this is the first teaching that we get from this passage.
对，这个是我们从这一个圣经章节所得到的教训。
And let's continue look on to Genesis chapter 21.
所以我们继续看创世纪第21章。
So Hagar received a skin of water from Abraham.
所以夏甲呢，从这个亚伯拉罕领取了一袋水。
This is what Abraham can give to Hagar and his son Ishmael.
这是亚伯拉罕可以给夏甲还有他儿子的一样东西。
And that skin of water represents man's help.
那一皮带水呢，就意表着人的帮助。
A person's help to us is very limited.
一个人对我们的帮助其实是非常限制的。
Who help us?
谁能帮助我们呢？
Somebody we can think of is our parents.
我们的父母.
Our parents love us very much.
我们的父母非常爱我们.
They provide food for us.
他供养我们.
In times of making decisions, they give us some advice.
当我们要做一些抉择的时候, 他们就在一旁,
建议.
建议我们.
And at times of trouble, they pray for us.
所以在我们遇到困难的时候，他们为我们祷告。
But then the thing is, she was lost in the wilderness.
所以夏甲呢，在这个旷野呢迷了路。
And the water is very limited and temporary.
所以这一批带水呢，只能有很有限的供给它。
We live in Houston.
我们住在这休斯顿。
I live in Phoenix.
我住在凤凰城。
Phoenix is known for being a place of wilderness, a desert.
所以凤凰城呢，其实是一个旷野，或者是一个沙漠。
One time, brothers, sisters, and some friends and I, went to hiking a trail.
所以有一次呢，我和弟兄姐妹去爬山。
And we cannot find the way back.
我们找不到回头路。
Because the scenery in the desert, it looks pretty much the same.
因为这个在这个旷野，这个沙漠当中看起来似乎是一样的。
All those bushes look pretty much the same.
所以那些树木呢，看起来很相似。
So Abraham gave Hagar a skin of water, and that skin of water, Abraham calculated, is supposed to be enough to help her to get to the next destination.
所以呢，这个亚伯拉罕给这个夏甲一匹带水，他已经计算好说，这个夏甲可以用这一匹带水到下一个目的地。
But things are always more complicated than we imagine.
所以，但是在实际生活上，事情变得比较复杂。
Our parents cannot help us forever.
我们的父母亲没有办法一生来帮助我们。
One day, they will depart.
有一天，我们父母亲会离开。
Pastor cannot help us forever.
我们的传道也没有办法一生来帮助我们。
Our brother sister cannot help us forever.
我们的弟兄姐妹也不可能一生来帮助我们。
Okay. And nobody can help a poor person forever.
也没有人一生可以帮助这些穷人。
Maybe when we come to church, we receive people's encouragement and comfort.
有可能我们到教会来领受弟兄姐妹的鼓励还有帮助。
But then when we go home, we start to feel lonely.
当我们回去的时候，我们又感觉到非常的寂寞。
We still feel the pain. We still have fear in our hearts.
在我们心里，我们感觉到恐惧，也感觉到寂寞。
We have a sister. Her name is Catherine. She lives in Pacifica. She goes to Pacifica Church.
所以我们有一位姐妹，她是去这个太平洋教会。
And Sister Catherine told me her testimony.
所以这位姐妹呢 ，Catherine， 她告诉我她的这个见证。
She have a good life.
她有一个很好，她生活得很好。
Her father pay for her tuition.
所以她父亲呢帮她这个缴这个学费。
And she came to the United States and she found a good job.
她来到美国找到一份很好的工作。
And she have a good husband.
她有一个很好的先生丈夫。
The husband say to her, "You don't need to cook. I take you out to eat every day."
所以这个先生告诉她说，你不需要煮饭，我每天都可以带你出去吃用餐。
And one day, on the way home from the restaurant.
所以有一天呢，当他们从这个餐馆回家的时候
，While her husband was making a left turn, somebody ran a red light.
所以当他的先生做一个拐弯的时候，左拐弯的时候，有另外一辆车这个跑红灯
，and the car hit her car, and her husband immediately died.
所以这辆车呢就撞上了他们的车，然后他先生就当场死亡。
And she was have many internal injury, and also many her bones are broken.
所以他就因着这个车祸有了就是有内伤，然后身体也是有很多处伤口。
And Catherine, when she woke up from the hospital, she felt the pain.
所以当 Catherine 从这个病房里面醒过来的时候，她感觉到非常疼痛。
And also she heard that her husband had passed away.
她也听到她的先生过世了。
So can you imagine she was physically painful and she was also emotionally suffering.
所以她的情感上受，她的肉体上受。感觉到非常疼痛，她心灵上更是疼痛。
And she it took her a long time to recover her physical body and go back to her house to recover.
所以她花了很长的一段时间，让她身体慢慢复原，然后再回家去休息。
And she hired a maid to help her.
所以她聘请了一个佣人来照顾她。
And her maid encountered all believers. Her maid encounter all believers.
这个佣人是我们的，不是
her maid encounter 她的女仆啊碰到我们的信徒。
OK， 他的这个佣人呢，他就这个仆人呢，就跟我们的信徒有一个接触。
And our believer invited the maid servant and also Catherine to come to our church.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹呢，就请了这个仆人还有这个 Catherine 来我们教会聚会。
And Catherine, when first she come to our church, she feel like, how come these people pray like this?
所以这个 Catherine呢，当她第一次来到我们教会，她就很压抑，为什么我们教会的信徒是这样的祷告？
But she continued to come.
但是她继续的来慕道。
And one time when she come to our church, the people were singing hymns 30.
所以有一次当她来聚会的时候，这个会众呢在唱第三十首，唱诗第三十首。
And she just keep crying.
然后她就不住的流泪。
And God told her, "Don't cry, Catherine. I'll be with you."
所以他听到神说，Catherine，你不要哭，我会照顾你。
And another week later, she come to church, and church still sing him number 30.
过一个星期，然后他来到教会，这个会众呢又唱这首诗第三十首。
And she started to cry.
她又开始哭了。
And then God spoke to her.
神又对她说，
Catherine, why don't you believe in me?
Catherine, 为什么你就不相信我呢？
You are mine.
你是我的。
I'll take care of you.
我会照顾你。
And at that very moment, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以当时呢，她就领受到圣灵。
And men's help is very limited.
所以这个人的帮助呢是非常的有限的。
When Catherine come to church, she received comfort.
当这个 Catherine 来到教会的时候，她领受到这个安慰。
But that's only one day or half a day.
那可能她只是领受一天或者半天的这个安慰。
But then when she go back home for the 6.5 days, she had to encounter that loneliness, that kind of pain, that kind of sorrow in her heart.
但是其余的六天半呢，她必须在家里很寂寞的度过这个痛苦的日子。
But when she experienced God,
当她感受到神，
God lived in her.
神就住在她心里。
And she can always experience God through prayer.
她常常可以借着祷告来感觉到神。
And God always comfort her.
然后神 常常的眷顾他，
thank God, Sister Catherine is a very fervent, very strong believer.
所以感谢神，这个 Catherine 呢，她是非常 有毅力的一个信徒。
She has received comfort from God.
她从神那里得到安慰。
Okay. And later on, God opened her eyes to see a well of water.
所以过了一段时间呢，神开了 Catherine 的眼睛，让她看到。
Hagar, God opened Hagar's eyes to see a well of water.
所以过了一段时间呢，这个神开了夏甲的他的眼睛，让他看到一口井。
This well of water is a living well.
这口井呢是一个有生命的井。
We can see that Hagar and Ishmael, they rely on this well to live throughout their lives. They were living there.
所以呢，这个夏甲和他的儿子就靠这口井过活。
Let's look at verse 20.
我们看20节。
So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness, and became an acher. That wilderness is where he found that water.
所以第20节，神保佑童子，他就建长，住在旷野，成了弓箭手。所以这一个旷野就是他这口井的所在地。
And that well water is able to provide lifelong help to his mother and himself.
所以这口井呢，可以供给这个母亲还有这个儿子一生。
Today, have we found out that well of water?
今天我们已经寻找了这口井。
This well water represents God, represents God's help.
这口井呢，就是一表神的帮助。
It's unlimited.
这是无限的。
Can help us sustain as long as we live.
它可以供给我们，让我们 活一生。
And how can we receive such a living well?
我们如何来领受这个活水，这个有生命的井呢？
This well was next to Hagar.
这口井呢是在夏甲的旁边。
And can you imagine if Hagar did not see this well?
如果夏甲呢没有看见这口井。
And she died.
然后她很不幸过世了。
And also her son died.
她儿子也过世了。
And people later on walked by.
然后有人就在旁边走过。
Hey, Saul, how come there was a woman die by the well?
然后看见这个女人在这口井旁边死去。
I think people say, how can it be? How can this woman die of thirst when there's a well, a water next to her?
所以有人就会很疑问的，为什么这个女人呢？因为虽然她在这口井旁边，但是她却死于这个饥渴。
And it's kind of very stupid and very pitiful.
所以这个是非常讽刺的，非常可怜的。
And what does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
God is not too far from us.
神离我们并不远。
God is always around us, watching us.
神是在我们周围，常常看眷顾我们。
But sometimes we don't see God.
但是很多时候我们看不见神。
Sometimes we do not know the importance of God.
我们很多时候也不了解神的重要性。
God did a lot of things for us.
神为我们做了很多事情。
But we still do not know, we do not know God, what God is like.
我们却不了解神，也不了解神是如何。
So in the time of trouble.
所以在我们有困难的当中。
Sometimes we don't pray to God.
我们不向神祷告。
And if we pray, but we doubt it if God really help us.
虽然我们祷告，我们心里却有疑却怀疑神是否会帮助我们。
And so we do our own ways.
所以我们做我们以为对的事。
And we never able to receive help from God.
我们就因此没有得到从神来的
这个帮助。As a result, in the end, we cannot solve our problem. We become despair. We're about to die.
所以到最后，我们什么也做不了，我们就等死，我们就在等死。
So, what make God open the eyes of Hagar?
什么让神开了夏甲的眼睛呢？
From the Bible, it tells us it's because God heard the cry of Ishmael.
这里谈到说，因为神听见童子的声音。
Let's look at verse 17.
我们看第十七节。
This is what angels say to Hagar.
所以这里就是这对夏甲说的话。
What ails you, Hagar? Fear not. For God has heard the voice of the lad where he is.
所以天使对夏甲说，你这样，你为何这样呢？不要害怕，神已听见童子的声音了。
Yeah. And why God hears the prayer of the lad?
为什么神听这个童子的声音呢？
Because in verse 13,
因为在十三节，
God promised to Abraham.
神答应这个亚伯拉罕。
Yet I will also make a nation of the son of the bondwoman, because he is your seed.
我也必使他的后裔成为成立一国，因他是你所生的。
God is faithful to His word.
神对于他的话是非常信。
God also has made many promises to us.
神也向我们应许了许多东西。
If we can pray according to God's promise,
如果我们可以祷告，而且就是
按着应许
来祷告，
God will give it to us.
神会给我们。
Today, many of us have received the true water baptism.
今天我们很多人已经领受到这个真的洗礼。
We have received the blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经领受到神的这个宝血。
We become the children of God.
我们已经成为神的儿子。
If God hears the cry of a bond woman, God will definitely hear our cry.
如果神会听这个仆人的话的哀哭，他也会听我们的哀哭。
And when we cry out to God,
当我们向神哭喊的时候，
God can directly help us, or God can use others to help us.
神可以直接帮助我们，他也可以透过别人来帮助我们。
Ishmael was very thirsty. He was crying. He's about to die of thirst.
所以这个童子呢，他是非常饥渴的，所以他几乎要渴死。
So he cried.
所以他大哭。
And God opened the eyes of Hagar.
神开了夏甲的眼睛。
So the Hagar saw the water and bring the water to Ishmael.
所以这个夏甲呢，就从井里面拿了水去给童子喝。
And today, how can we see that this well of water?
我们今天如何看见这口井呢？
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们看以弗所书。
Ephesians.
以弗所书。
chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17.
以弗所书第一章第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him. Please read.
十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道。
Paul prayed for the believers in Ephesus.
所以保罗呢，为在以弗所的门徒祷告。
Asking God to give them the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求这个父神呢，将赐人的智慧和启示的灵赏给
他们。So that the believer in Ephesus can truly know God.
让这些在以弗所的信徒呢，真正知道神。
And today, this is what we can do for ourselves and to do for our children.
所以今天呢，这是我们可以为我们自己、为我们儿女而祷告。
We pray to God, say, God, please open my eyes and open the eyes of my children.
所以我们可以为我们自己、为我们的儿女祷告，让他们眼睛可以打开。
So that we can know how wonderful you are, how great and how loving you are.
所以让我们可以知道神是多么伟大、多么慈爱。
So that we can always rely on you and trust in you.
让我们可以常常的信靠他、来依靠他。
So that you can become the well of living water in my life.
让神可以在我们生命当中作为这个生命的泉源。
Sustain me throughout my entire life and also sustain the life of my children.
在我一生还有我孩子的一生来供给我们。
Sometimes people pray for wisdom.
有些人会祈求这个智慧。
Because they encounter many problems.
因为他们经历过非常多的事情。
And I see that when people pray for wisdom, unknowingly, invisibly, that person have wisdom gradually.
所以当这些信徒呢向神求智慧，渐渐的他们开始就有了智慧。
And if we pray to ask God to open our eyes and open the eyes of our children, we will start to know God.
当我们求神开我们还有我们儿子、我们孩子的眼睛的话，我们会渐渐看见神。
Oftentimes, when we pray to God,
很多时候当我们向神祈求的时候，
God did not change our environment.
神没有改变我们的这个环境。
Just like God did not change the environment of Hagar.
所以就好比这神也没有改变这夏甲的环境。
But what God did is God opened the eyes of Hagar.
神所做的就是开夏甲的眼睛。
So that Hagar knew how to resolve the situation in her life.
所以让夏甲有办法来解决她生活上的这个困难。
I think we have many experiences of this.
所以我们在我们生活当中有体验这一些经历。
In my life, when I pray to God, things outside, things doesn't change.
所以在我的生命当中，当我向神祈求的时候，我的环境并没有改变。
But what changes is I see the solution, and so I know the environment is not that important because I have the solution.
当我祷告的时候，我环境没有改变，但是神让我开了我的眼睛，让我看到这个解决的方法，所以让我可以不在乎这个环境。
And you see, people tend to rely on men.
人呢，常常会依靠人。
But one day, men cannot help us.
但是有一天，人并没有办法来帮助我们。
For example, when David was persecuted by King Saul.
例如，当这个大卫呢被这个扫罗王追杀的时候。
What did he do?
他做什么呢？
He ran to his wife.
他跑到他的太太那里去。
Because his wife is the daughter of King Saul.
因为他的太太是扫罗王的女儿。
But his wife told him, "You better leave because by the morning you'll be dead."
但是
so the king's his wife cannot protect him.
但是当他到他太太那里，他太太却告诉他说：“你快点离开吧，因为到了第二天早上，他王必要取你的性命。”所以他太太没办法帮助他。
And then so he ran to Prophet Samuel.
所以他跑到这个撒母耳那里去。
Prophet Samuel cannot help him.
所以这个撒母耳呢却没有办法帮助他。
Because Samuel does not have the army, and King Saul was determined to kill David.
因为这撒母耳呢，他没有一个军队。
And so David ran to his best friend Jonathan, the son of King Saul.
所以大卫呢,逃到这个约拿丹那里去, 就是扫罗的儿子。
And Jonathan came back and told David, I cannot help you, you better go.
所以约拿丹呢,却告诉大卫说, 我没办法帮你, 你必须逃亡。
And then so he ran to the high priest.
所以他跑到这个大祭司那里去。
And high priest, of course, cannot help him, so he didn't tell high priest what happened.
所以, 大祭司没有办法帮助他, 所以他也没告诉大祭司什么事情。
And then when he ran to his enemy, the Philistines,
当他跑到这个敌人那里去, 这个菲利士人那里,
and the Philistine was jealous of him.
这个菲利士人呢, 他们却很妒忌他。
So there's nobody David can rely on.
所以大卫没有办法依靠任何人。
And at that time, David can only rely on God.
当时呢, 大卫只能依靠神。
So, this is the process that we have to go through.
所以这是我们必须经过的一个过程。
So, do we have that well living water? Or do we still have that skin of water?
我们是否拥有这口井呢? 还是拥有这一皮带的水?
Have we found that the well of water?
我们是否已经寻见了这口井?
Or are we still seeking for man's help?
或者我们还继续寻找人的帮助。
This is one of the greatest blessings in Chuji Church is that we can find true God.
在耶稣教会最大的福气就是我们可以找到真神。
Not just salvation, but really God abide with us. We can overcome all things.
不单是救恩, 是我们可以寻找这个神。
And people who have found God, they have found God has given them so many wonderful things.
所以寻找神,寻到了神的这些人呢, 他们神大大的赐福于他。
I remember when I was in college.
我记得当我还在念大学的时候,
the wife of a pastor told me this.
有一位传道娘告诉我,
So you need to start to pray for your future.
他告诉我, 你必须为你的未来而祷告。
You need to pray for your future spouse, that you can find your future spouse.
你必须为你以后的配偶来祷告。
And I said, oh yeah, that's right, that's important.
所以我回答说, 对, 这是重要的。
I remember I went back and prayed about it.
我记得我回去就跪下来祷告。
And in my prayer, I felt God told me not to pray about it.
我回去祷告的时候, 我记得神 告诉我你不需要为此事而祷告。
Because he said, just like Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 said, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you.
就好比记载在马太福音书第六章三十二节说，你必须先求神的国、神的义，这些事情都会加添在你们身上。
And he basically, God wants me to continue to put him first and do what I need to do.
所以神要我把他放第一，做我该做的事情。
And thank God, and that's what happened. And God granted me a wonderful wife.
所以感谢主，这事情就应允了，神就因此赐给我一个非常好的太太。
And God can give us special eyesight to see many things.
神也可以给我们这个属灵的眼光，让我们可以看见很多事情。
To solve our problem.
来解决我们的问题。
We have a sister. She told me this testimony.
所以有一位姐妹告诉我她的这个见证。
She told me that she came to the United States from China.
她告诉我她从中国大陆来到美国。
And she said to God, God, you know, I believe in you.
她说神，我相信你。
But you know, I don't have anything in this world.
她说，但是在这世界上我什么都没有。
I don't have my own house.
我没有自己的房子。
I don't have my own car.
我没有自己的车子。
I don't even have a job.
我也没有一份工。
I don't even have a she basically said, I have nothing. Nothing in the United States is mine.
她说她在美国，她什么都没有。
Do you know what God told her?
你知道神回答她什么吗?
God said to her,
神告诉她,
on this earth, right, I don't even have a pillow to sleep upon.
他神告诉他说，当我在这世间上的时候，我连一个枕头都没有。
And she realized, oh, okay. And she realized, well, that is not a problem. Having nothing in this world is not a problem.
然后他才恍然大悟说，在这世界上没有拥有什么是没不是一件大事。
And she knows that she will continue to live.
他知道他可以继续的活下去。
And that she will be okay.
他一切他就会活得很好。
Because she knows that God is watching over her.
因为他知道神在眷顾他。
Okay. So, if we have the spiritual eyesight,
如果我们有这个属灵的眼光,
we can always see God and see God's promises and solution to our problems.
我们会常常看到神,看到神给我们的这些,这些方案。
We will be very blessed.
我们就因此而得到祝福。
And that's also something very important. The third teaching.
第三个教训也是非常重要的。
We see that this mother gave the son a skin of water. Hagar gave Ishmael a skin of water.
所以这里谈到说，这个夏甲呢，给他儿子一个盛满水的皮带。
Today, what are we? What do we give to our children?
今天呢，我们把什么给我们的儿女？
Oftentimes we give, physical things to our children.
我们很多时候把物质上的东西供给给我们的儿女。
Sometimes we want to leave our inheritance to our children.
有时我们要把我们的财产留给我们的儿女。
Sometimes we want our children to receive the best education.
我们要我们的儿女领受最好的教育。
Or many other things.
或者其他的东西。
But not God.
但是不是神。
It's important to give them these things, but these are not the most important.
虽然给他们这些东西非很重要，但是不是最重要的。
But what's important is if we can give God, if they can accept, they know God, then, throughout the whole life, they'll be okay.
最重要的是把神交给我们的儿女，让这样子他们的下半生。一切事情都非常顺利。
Because one day the inheritance will become useless to solve our problem.
因为到有一天这些财产没办法解决他们的问题。
One day the education will become useless because the education is not all powerful.
有一天这个知识呢，这个教育呢，他们所领受的会对于他来说是没有用的。
So what do we want to give to our children?
我们要给我们儿女什么呢？
But first we need to have this.Well, water, so that we can give to our children.
So, 我们必须给他们这口井。但是在这之前呢，我们必须要拥有这口井。
So, do we have this well water?
我们拥有这口井吗？
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗。
60.